This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, August 26th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Kelly. Here's today's headlines. Canadian trade official coming to D.C. New beef inflation forecast and the latest on screwworm case in the U.S. Canadian trade minister in D.C. today to see Lutnick. Dominic LeBlanc, the Canadian official responsible for overseeing trade with the U.S., coming to Washington today to meet with Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick. The meeting comes after Prime Minister Mark Carney said Friday he was lifting retaliatory tariffs to match exemptions included in the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement in an effort to jumpstart U.S. trade talks with the U.S. Beef price inflation expected near 10%. USDA is raising its forecast for retail beef prices this year, but food inflation is still expected to remain relatively in line with the 20-year trend. In their monthly food price outlook, USDA economists estimate beef will cost 9.9% more this year over last year. That's up from the 8.8% estimate USDA had in July. The higher forecast comes as cattle supplies continue to be tight and the border remains closed to Mexican cattle. Grocery prices overall expected to be up 2.2% this year, which is below the 20-year average inflation rate of 2.6%. Dairy products are only expected to cost 1.4% more this year. USDA sees price decreases for fruits and vegetables and fats and oils. Looking ahead, the USDA is expecting the cost of eating at home to rise just 1.2% in 2026. If that happens, it's good news for GOP reelection campaigns. Take note, separate USDA data shows that retail beef demand is at its highest level in 25 years, that according to a CoBank analysis. 12 months ago, the question was whether beef demand would hold up at higher prices, but today, most analysts are fairly certain that beef value risk is to the upside, according to Brian Ernst, lead animal protein economist with CoBank. Retail per capita beef consumption headed for 60 pounds this year. U.S. consumers can't seem to get enough protein these days, and among animal proteins, beef is still king. Maryland Health Department says no risk from screwworm case. The Maryland resident who had a case of New World screwworm has recovered, that according to the Maryland Department of Health. The investigation confirmed there is no indication of transmission to any other individuals or animals, the agency says in a statement. Currently, the risk to public and animal health in Maryland from this introduction is very low. The lack of communication from health officials about the infection angered at least one cattleman group. RCAF USA cited Reuters' report, quoting an email from beef industry executives who said, quote, "We remain hopeful that since awareness is currently limited to industry representatives and state veterinarians, the likelihood of a positive case being leaked is low, minimizing market impact." The Maryland Health Department statement said that it had investigated the matter in coordination with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, USDA, the Maryland Department of Agriculture, and local and state partners. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Edge says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Good morning and welcome back to the Morning Edition. Free trade advocates to hit the road. The group Farmers for Free Trade is planning a motorcade for trade tour across the U.S. The RV tour will begin next month in Nebraska. EPA planning to respond to organophosphate petition, court told. EPA says it plans to respond to environmental groups' request to cancel registrations for 13 organophosphate insecticides within the next few years. That according to a court filing. Several environmental groups in 2021 submitted a petition requesting EPA cancel registrations for 15 organophosphates they said may harm public health. The groups filed a lawsuit in June seeking a court order requiring the agency to issue, quote, a full and final response for 13 of these. The agency aims to address the claims for most of the challenged organophosphates next year, though its response to claims over one substance, phosmet, it will be done in conjunction with registration review that has yet to come out, that according to court documents. EPA workload. Edward Messina, the director of EPA's Office of Pesticide Programs, told the court that in addition to 13 of the substances challenged in the case, the agency must also conduct registration reviews for 786 other pesticides by next October. USDA must prepare EIS on rangeland spraying for grasshoppers and crickets. The Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service has to take a new approach to spraying of rangelands to control grasshoppers and Mormon crickets, a federal judge has affirmed. In an order addressing violations of the National Environmental Policy Act, the U.S. District Judge Marco Hernandez gave APHIS 2 years to complete a full environmental analysis of the seven-state program. The judge order confirms that APHIS, quote, has a legal duty to use integrated pest management, an approach to managing pests that combines multiple strategies to minimize economic, health, and environmental risk, a Center for Biological Diversity news release said. The group brought the lawsuit with the Xerces Society for Invertebrate Conservation. RFK Jr. heads to Texas to celebrate a MAHA win. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will be in Texas tomorrow to celebrate a new Make America Healthy Again legislation with Governor Greg Abbott. The ceremonial signing of the MAHA bill will take place at the Texas Capitol in Austin. Then Thursday, Abbott will hold a roundtable for rural health stakeholders. The Texas legislation requires that starting in 2027, food sold in the state would have warning labels covering any of 44 ingredients, that including food dyes and additives that are banned in other countries, even if they have federal approval. Here's today's final word. Wind doesn't work. They started to use solar panels that took over the land all over the Midwest where farmers said, what happened to my land? They'd have a 10-mile by 10-mile solar field that they couldn't farm, the most valuable farming land in the world, probably the most vibrant in the world. And they pushed solar panels all over the place. It's ridiculous. A big, massive, black field of solar that comes out of China, all plastic, all comes out of China. That President Donald Trump discussing energy at the White House during a visit by the South Korean president. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins recently announced cutbacks in solar funding for two rural development programs. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, August 26th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.